Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was going to do the screaming Christian Arcand open, but I decided against it. Didn't want to blow any car speakers or eardrums. So welcome to WEEI Afternoons. Andy
Hart. It's a fine choice.
Nick Fitzy Stevens, his voice right there. We are broadcasting live from the WEEI Brighton Studios, powered by Verizon. And you heard that little mashup. There was a lot of good things about Jaylen Brown in there, including at the back end, some leadership, some words of wisdom for a team that it's starting to find its way into the win column more often, Fitzy, starting to find its way up the standings in the Eastern Conference, now up to that 6th seed, which is kind of that mark I feel like a lot of us targeted as just be a real seed, don't be a play-in, be a real seed, a top 6 team, and this will be a very successful regular season, regardless of what happens with Jason Tatum. We may get into a little bit of that later. I'm starting to hear rumblings about Taylor Swift-like, what do they call those, eggs, in Easter eggs in what? Certain social medias that could point to a return date for Jason Tatum. But more importantly, right now, Jaylen Brown is more than doing the job for the Boston Celtics. You look at a guy that has spent the first couple weeks of the season talking about, you know, it's a new season, we're finding ourselves, we're figuring things out. Well, certainly seems like he's figured things out. 30-plus points in 4 of the last 5 games. Oh, by the way, the one game he didn't have 30, it was 19, 12, and 11. It's called a triple-double. 40-plus points in 2 of the last 3 games, scoring 24.7% of the Celtics' points this season, a winning basketball team. That's third most for any team in the NBA, behind only Maxey and SGA. Yes, the reigning MVP for the defending world champions. So, Fitzy, I'm going to ask you very simply.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown.
I like a simple question.
Is he achieving, overachieving, underachieving, and is he an MVP candidate?
The answer to the first question is he is overachieving.
Oh!
In the best possible way. Now, he may be of the belief that he is achieving and has always believed his ability to be able to be a true number one, to be the go-to guy, to like tell the team, lean on me, I got you. So he's playing his best basketball right now when the Celtics absolutely desperately need him to. They're trying to figure out their rotation. Seems like they're finally figuring that out. I think we're going to probably see more of what we've seen recently over the coming days, games, weeks, and months, until, of course, Tatum comes back, good health, holding out. Jaylen Brown's carrying this team right now. He is playing far above and beyond any and all expectations I had for him. I thought him capable of being a good to very good player. I didn't think he was capable of being exceptional or like super, super, superstar level. But the dude's averaging almost 29 points a night, over 6 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal a night, playing 34 minutes. Like, that's, you know, you said he's going to be all NBA, and I said, I don't think so. I may have even foolishly bet a large beer on it.
You did.
Well, I'll be happily paying off that bet, I believe, in a couple months, buying you said large beverage, because the dude is playing at an all NBA level, especially considering he's not exactly doing it with an all-star team surrounding him.
No, in fact, he's doing it with a team that was torn down in the offseason. You know, obviously you have Jason Tatum rehabbing, sitting on the bench, awaiting his return. But Porzingis gone, Drew Holiday gone, Al Horford gone. Like, you've decimated this roster to some degree. And even post-decimation, he's playing with a different starting lineup, you know, week to week, night to night sometimes. The rotations are changing. And, you know, the constants around him are, for the most part, Derek White and Peyton Pritchard. Although, yep, I think you could argue both of those guys have underachieved, if we're going to use those barometers to start the season. Certainly in their shooting, their three-point shooting, I think those guys are certainly struggling more in their elevations in the rotation than Jaylen Brown is. Jaylen Brown has gone from 2 to 1 with no problem. Those guys have gone to wherever you wanted to have them, 6 and 5, 3 and 6, whatever. Their bump up the depth chart seemingly has hurt their contributions, right? Their shooting percentages are not as good. I don't know if that's defense. You know, I know here Terp talk a lot about the threes. They used to get catch and shoot threes. Now they're pull up threes and the differentiation there. I don't know what it is, but those guys who are supposed to be the other mainstays have not been up to the challenge through a quarter of the season. The one guy who has stood, you know what? Namish Keita has stood tall. I want to get that out of the way before Ted gets here and rips me and says, the real MVP, you didn't even mention him. It's the big guy. He's been fantastic. Very good. He has played very well. He has certainly overachieved. But I agree with you, and I hope that people look at this as Jaylen Brown achieving what he's capable of. The only thing that's changed is the ask. It's not the talent. It's not anything other than what he is asked to do on a nightly basis. And the other night, that second quarter was remarkable when he broke out for, I think the number was 18. He's dunking. He's coming off screens, hitting threes.
He scores in bunches and has some massive wasn't there, I forget, it was against maybe the Cavaliers where he scored like 20 points in a quarter, I want to say, in the first. I think it was in that game where they had a bigger lead and held on and won earlier this year. Like, he did all, though they opened. He scored the first 12 points, I think was. Like, he scores in bunches sometimes. He is a little streaky.
That's fine. Because you know what? I'm glad you brought that point up. You know what I love about that? When he goes back to being the number two, when he goes back to being second fiddle, if he has learned to maybe harness the streakiness just a little bit, and you can say, okay, Tatum's on the bench. This is your show right now, JB, for the next 6 minutes. Do your JB things and go off and give me 12 points in these next 6 minutes. Give me the assists. Give me the all-around play that you're capable of. If he can harness that and focus it when Jason Tatum is back, they're a better basketball team. Like, that is going to be a massive boon for this team. But for the here and for the now, he is shutting a lot of people up. But I did want to point out something that I found interesting. So the other night when he's in the midst of that second quarter stretch, and I think he had a dunk, and there was a timeout called after the dunk, and he's going around the garden floor telling the crowd to, you know, bring more energy, get up. Was that a continued disconnect with the home fans that he has? That, because we know he has a interesting relationship.
Curious relationship with both the fans, the fan base, the city.
So it was almost like he expected more adulation there. The timeout, the momentum, the points he's putting up, the dunks, and wasn't getting it and was calling for more. Are you not entertained? Like, he's calling on the crowd. Is that another, does he see another slight there? Is that another visual representation of, oh, if that is Tatum and we're calling a timeout, I bet you people are on your feet, but I got to tell you to cheer louder. I need to coerce you to cheer louder. Am I reading way too much into this?
Absolutely.
No, it's never reading too much into it when Jaylen Brown is involved.
No, that's
we learned
problem.
That the other day when he was like, yeah, 6 years ago, they mentioned me in a trade, and I ain't never forgotten that. Brad said my name in trades, and I ain't never, that you can never read too much into JB.
You absolutely now, I think the less we read into him, I think the more we just treat him like a superstar and appreciate him for what he is, then the less we have to worry about stuff like, no, this is him actually feeling it. This is him taking the reins. This is him saying, I got this right now. Let's go, people. Like, I thought actually the opposite of that. To me, that was more, instead of a disconnect, that was a connect with the fans. Like, he wouldn't normally necessarily feel like, oh, I can get you guys, let me get you guys pumped up, let's go. Like, he would, maybe he would defer to Tatum, maybe he just wouldn't do it at all, but he understands the spotlight is on him. He is center stage. He is this team until further notice, likely for a while, even after Tatum comes back because of his physical limitations and the load management they'll put on him recovering from the Achilles. So I don't see that as a negative. As a matter of fact, I saw that as a massive positive for him.
Okay, so let's take...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take the positive then. We know the numbers. We know the numbers are awesome. Noah Dalzell puts out there the last five games, you're in the wins over the Pistons, the Magic, the Cavs, the Knicks, to get you where you are. She just writes, that's MVP level hoops. I agree. He's doing MVP level things right now. And the further they move up the standings, the better his chances to get actual MVP consideration, right? Like, if you're the 7, 8, 9, 10 seed, you're not getting MVP consideration. I don't care what people think is around you, whatnot. You're just not. But if you're no Jason Tatum and you get the Celtics up to 5 and to 4 and all of a sudden you're in the top half of the seeds in the East, I absolutely think Jaylen Brown will get MVP consideration. The other aspect I wanted to get to, Fitzy, though, was the back end of the montage we led with. His words. His words about the win. That's just one win. It's a great win, great to do, but that's just one win. Are we seeing an evolution of his leadership? Because I think that's another thing that people have questioned at times over the years, some of the things he says. What kind of leader is he? Is he a sourpuss? Is he a pseudo-intellect? There's a lot of barbs about sort of his leadership and his words. Have we seen an evolution there?
Sourpuss at times, yes. a little mercurial, a little odd and unique, certainly. He's an intellect, no doubt. I mean, dudes, come on, we don't even need to get into that. Although I think something that rubs people the wrong way sometimes is his want to remind everybody that he's well healed, that he's cultured, and that he's smart. Okay, good for you. The less people get of that, I think right now, this isn't shut up and dribble, but I think the more people just get of, hey, there's Jaylen Brown leading the team, putting the team on his mighty shoulders, scoring in bunches once again, getting the Garden crowd fired up, leading a team whose roster was gutted and savaged of its height and a lot of its talent and its primary superstar this offseason, leading them to a winning record out of the play-in zone and into the competition zone, the fans will follow. Like, he doesn't need to tell people there's reasons to appreciate him or to wonder aloud if he's underappreciated. Just keep doing what you're doing, and the fans and the love will follow.
So, fans, how are you feeling about what Jaylen Brown is doing for the sixth seed Celtics right now? Little side note, he is out for tonight's game. That's unfortunate,
what?
But that's load management for you. That's a making sure your best player.
But he's sick.
Yeah, he's sick.
It says that he has an illness.
He's sick of playing so much basketball in a short period of time, and there's more important games down the road other than the Wizards, who aren't playing anybody either.
He's sick of playing against a team that has 14 more losses than wins.
Well, see, I wanted him to play because I thought this was an opportunity to pad his stats and add to the MVP resume.
Hell yeah.
Go out and put up 50, but it's probably the smart play to not play him, to do the load management thing. So how are you feeling about Jaylen Brown? Is he an MVP candidate? Is he going to be all NBA? 617-779-7937. That was actually the question of the day, Fitzgerald. At Jumbo Heart, at WEEI Afternoons.
Yield poll.
Yep. The four options for is Celtic star Jaylen Brown going to be an all NBA player this season? First team, second team, third team, or no? What do you believe is leading the voting right now, Fitzgerald?
I'm going to say no, just because people are still skeptical.
That was the dumbest guess you've had in the year we've been doing
this. No.
Yeah. No. Legitimately, the worst guess you've ever had. 8% are currently voting no. The first place guess, and we have a tight race between first and second, 44% say he's first team All-NBA.
Good.
43% say second team. So 87% of respondents right now believe he is a first or second team All-NBA player.
Nice.
Then, as I said, 8% say no, and 5% say third team. So over 92% of Celtics fans, or at least my followers, so they may be Patriots fans as well, believe that Jaylen Brown is going to be an all-NBA player this season. 617-779-7937. Do you agree? Is he achieving? Is he overachieving? Is he bringing you to the bandwagon, as it feels like he has done with one Nick Stevens? Is that fair to say? You are now on the JB bandwagon?
Listen, I'm not going to wear his shirt on the boat by the poolside or at
the
beach.
You don't have the guns to do it.
It's not even about a gun showcase, guy. Come on. That's just like gross. Like, it's so South Coast, it's embarrassing. There's so many people in your hometown now just face-palming. No, I would not wear the jersey right now, but at the same time, I'm a card-carrying member of the fan club. Like, he has put a jolt into this season. He is reinvigorating the fan base, and I'm a card-carrying member of the fan club. What can I say? I celebrate the entire catalog.
All right, me too. 617-779-7937. How you feeling about JB? Where's the hater? Where's the all caps guy on the text line that hates JB and says he's a bum and they're going to have to trade him and he's going to prove that he's not a true number one?
He's not here yet?
Yeah, no, it's
he
weird.
He wishes you good afternoon every afternoon.
He does, but it's weird. He seems to be going silent and quiet because JB is legit an MVP candidate and is legit one of the best players in the league right now. Funny how that works. When the truth is on my side, you run, caps guy. 617-779-7937. Coming up next, we're talking about JB. He's proven himself. Are the Celtics proving themselves as they continue to win big games? Not necessarily tonight. Are they proving that they've learned their roles? Are the players stepping up? Or has Joe Mazzulla learned his basketball team? Are they playing a different style of basketball? Is he finding the rotations? A little Celtics team talk up next here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.